The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of the Lord. This is one of those passages that we like to allegorize in terms of taking specific elements of it and trying to say what those elements may be. But I think we lose the sense then of this being a parable having one main point and not having many symbolic representations. And Jesus gives us the main point at the end where he says, "Therefore stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Now, it's good for us, and there is really no coincidence, but it's good for us that we have our first reading today where Paul is talking about wisdom and foolishness, and here in the gospel where Jesus is talking also about wisdom and folly. And it's easy enough for us to pick out the wise and the foolish in this passage. The wise were the ones who were prepared for the bridegroom's arrival, had made preparations, and the foolish ones, those who were fools, those who were engaged in an act of folly, did not prepare well enough for the bridegroom's coming. They knew not the hour, but one set were prepared and one set not. But what St. Paul does in that first reading that we heard today is that he turns wisdom and folly upside down, and he says what you would think of as folly is really wisdom. And he's talking about the cross of Christ as foolishness for the Gentiles and a stumbling block for the Jews. But this is God's great wisdom. And so let's put the two of these passages together and see that the wise here in Jesus' world are the ones who embrace Jesus himself. The wise here are the ones who pick up their cross and follow him. The wise here are the ones who are not calculating so as to say, "Now, how might we go about bringing about God's plan?" No, the wise are the ones here who all they want to do is be prepared to meet the bridegroom. They're prepared to meet Jesus himself. They're the ones who are prepared for the coming kingdom of God. They're the ones who are prepared for the coming kingdom of God because they're the ones who are prepared to meet Jesus. They're the ones who are prepared to meet the bridegroom. So this is what it's all about. It's not as though we sit back and say, you know, like, let's calculate. What is the best use of my time today? We can all think that way for ourselves. What is the best use of my time today? What is the best use of my scarce resources? What is the best use of so on and so forth, okay? We could, now, if we do it here, we might be okay because we're discerning people. And if we have some sense of, okay, the Lord is guiding me this way and that, and I have some sense of peace about where he's leading me today, then good for you, you're on the right path. But if we sit back and say, you know, yeah, you know, I'm pretty rich, or, you know, I'm pretty this, or I have these talents, and I want to, perhaps, if I use them this way, then maybe that's the best. And we do it in, say, separation from the relationship that we have with the bridegroom, then this is foolishness. Because it's God's plan, it's not ours. It's God's way, it's not ours. And so we have to be in that that life-changing interpersonal communion with God, that we're in an intensely personal, loving relationship with the bridegroom. We're prepared to meet him. But what we should expect, and this is what we get from St. Paul, is that when we're in that relationship with Jesus, when we have made preparations to meet him, and we do in fact meet him, the whole world flips on its head. So when we can say the whole world is turned upside down, but again, that's our view. God's view is that the whole world is turned right side up. When we are captivated by the love of God made manifest in Christ Jesus, when we respond to Jesus with that yes of our hearts, yes, I will follow you, yes, I will do what you desire, now we are part of putting the world right side up. We are living in the new world of God by virtue of our responding to that call of the bridegroom. We are even here participating in the wedding feast of the Messiah, the wedding feast of the Lamb. We are here participating in the life of the world to come. And so it's right that as we're taken up by that life of God himself, that we are consumed by his life, and that everything we do and everything we think and whatever else, everything changes. And if everything changes in our hearts and in our lives, then it's not too long before everything changes in the world around us.